Well, welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and never before have we had more fun than we're going to have this weekend, because it's going to be beautiful. Summer is here, and get out in your backyard or at the cottage, or better yet, get in your neighbor's backyard and fire up a grill or a smoker and just have a little bit of fun, man, because you know what? That's what the summer is all about. If you're any kind of a griller, you got your game on right now, and we're here to help a little bit. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Well, right now I just had to slip a Paddle Hard Brewing koozie on my next cold Michigan microbrew here, because we're going to go up to Grayling, Michigan, right now on the grilling line, and we're going to talk to a fellow who started this company called Paddle Hard. His name is Dave Vargo, and he was on the show for Tip Up Town. He came when we were at the big WUPS 98.5. So welcome back to the show, Dave Vargo.
Hey, thank you. Nice to see you guys again.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. We had such a good time hanging out with you the last time. I thought it was about time we gave you a little more love, because you were just a fun guy. You and I believe it was your wife, Cindy, came out and brought us some wonderful beers. I think we had a Marathon, a little bit of Seth, and a Milltown Java.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. They were stellar. So what's going on with Paddle Hard? And tell people where you're at, because a lot of people this week and next weekend are going to be headed up north, and you're just off of I-75 and 27, so let them know how to find you.
Yeah, we're on the I-75 business loop in downtown Grayling on Michigan Avenue, the major intersection right here in our hustling and bustling town. And here in the month of July, we're getting ready for our first ever annual paddle battle. We're going to pit paddlers against each other in a pool, have a little tug of war, 32 applicants, and we're going to go until we get one winner. That'll be 4th of July day from 12 to 5. There is a beer tent available, so we hope to see a lot of folks come on down and enjoy the event.
Is it legal to wager on that?
I don't believe so. But what takes place behind the scenes,
right,
I can't control.
There may be a beer bet on a guy. Do they got a number on him? I mean, is there a way for the fans to get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. There's actually a bracket you can fill out. You can pick them up at here, a lot of the businesses in downtown Grayling, and it's much like the NCAA bracket where the paddlers are all seated, and you'll fill it out. And there are some prizes that the Downtown Development Authority here in Grayling are dealing with.
So okay, you got my curiosity peaked. Now, they're in a pool. Are they like in a kayak, or are they on a swim ring, or what's this look like?
It's a 14-foot Old Town canoe. And they're going to face each other, and at the sound of the horn, they're going to paddle as hard as they can, pushing each other over a line. There's going to be a line behind each one of them. The first one to push the other paddler over the line wins that round, and they advance, and the other paddler's out.
Push. So they're nose-to-nose on canoes?
Yeah, in the same canoe, sitting in the same canoe, facing each other.
Oh,
they're going to paddle against each other to try to push the other person over the line.
Oh, so there's two people in a canoe.
Two people in one canoe.
Oh, boy. That's a great idea.
Right on Michigan Avenue. It's a pool that we built specifically for this event. So there'll be the spectators, the beer tents right there, and other activities going on for the kids as well.
And this is happening on the 4th of July, Monday.
4th of July, Monday.
Yeah.
It starts at 12 and it goes until 5.
Oh, man. This might be worth a road trip, Barbecue Bob. That sounds hilarious.
It should be fun to watch. Absolutely.
So what else is going on with Paddle Hard Brewery these days?
Paddle Hard right now is under expansion for our new 10-barrel facility. It's right down the street from our current location at 118 East Michigan Avenue, and we hope to have that up and running here by August. It's going to be a production facility with a small tap room up front, roughly 50 seats. So another venue here in downtown Grayling, but give us the ability to get some more of our delicious product out in the market.
That's awesome. Well, I know you're very busy with that construction project right now, and I promised you I'd only take you away for 5 minutes, and I'm going to try and stick to my word. Any other last little tidbits or teasings you want to leave with our listeners?
No, everybody, just remember that Canoe Marathon is last weekend in July. It's our big event here in town. The beer will be flowing. The tourists will be here. It should be a great time, so you guys get a chance, stop on in and see us.
That's awesome. And that's in Grayling, Michigan. It's just north of Houghton Lake. There's actually Camp Grayling. I used to go to Grayling when I was in the Guards. There wasn't much there then. There certainly wasn't a great microbrewery there, but I'm sure the troops love it when they're up there.
Absolutely.
All right. Dave Vargo, Paddle Hard Brewery. You got to get up there. This is a good guy. He builds a beautiful, beautiful beer. I can tell you that.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen. Have a great summer. Cheers.
All right. Thank you.
Good guy. Yeah. Fun event. Check that out, man. They got a little pool they're constructing in the middle of the street, and paddle hard, buddy.
Well, I just was really impressed with him and his wife when they visited us at Tip Up Town.
Right.
They just seemed like such nice people, and it was just bright-eyed, you know? Some people are just impressive. This guy's impressive. He's going to go far in the beer industry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So cool. We've got just yet another. They're one right after another. Great guys that are in this brewery game.
So. Yes. So, again, in that whole concept of doing something for Independence Day, you might not even be going camping. You might not be going to a cottage. You might be doing it at your house. You might have friends over. You might be going to somebody else's house and be expected to bring some food. So how about if you really want to do some ribs and you don't have a smoker? What do you think of that?
Well, I think that there's a lot of ways to do those, and everybody seems to have their own method with ribs. Some people overcomplicate it. I think others just take it for what it is. It's a rack of meat, and you got to get it done. I don't want it done too much. I like it when I can pick them up with the tongs, and they kind of bend a little bit, but they don't fall off the bone. To me, a perfect rib is you put it in your mouth and you got just a little tug, but the bone comes clean. And that's a function of temperature and not overcooking them, but making sure that they get to that proper temperature, which is somewhere about 185 to 190 degrees generally is what I'm thinking.
I've never put a thermometer on a rib.
You just know by the feel?
I don't know what that temperature is.
Right. Yep. That's what I use, but that doesn't mean it's right.
There's no meat. What are you probing?
Yeah, there's no
go
meat.
Go right through it. It's zero.
Right, yeah. Either, man, or it's 400 degrees because it's right through onto the grill grate. Yeah.
Yeah, I can honestly say I've had people ask me, well, what temperature should I cook them to? And I was like, ooh, boy, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue.
But you can tell by feel then.
It's just the feel.
Right.
I don't know. But
couple tips on ribs. There's a membrane on the back.
Yep.
Both schools of thought there. Some leave it on, some take it off.
Gotta I prefer take it off. Got
it. I prefer to take it off because it's chewy when you eat it. It comes off very hard if you've cooked them. It comes off relatively easy if they're raw still.
I only know one pro that leaves it on, and it's so evident to me when I eat his ribs,
right,
that I can't understand why he does it. I still don't understand why he does it, but everybody's got their thing. So ribs off site. Let's say you're on a campfire. Can you do them on a campfire?
I'm gonna refer that back to you because you're by far the better campfire cooker than
I'm not sure about that, but I do know that if you go down south and you go to those big pit barbecues, they're just cooking them over coals.
Right.
I mean they'll cook them at like 400 degree smoker ovens over the coals. It's a pit with a hood on it, and they're right on the coals. So and you know what? In my opinion, they're not as good because they don't finish them off. They don't tent them. They don't wrap them, rehydrate, anything like that. But that's Alabama. That's how they like to do them.
Sure.
Personally, I have had to do them that way. I did them. And I would say if you have to do it that way, do your prep work, right? You're always the big prepper.
Right.
Not that
let
he's
me pop
that,
this collar
not that he's
up.
That
yeah,
preppy.
Yeah, I'm that guy. Oh, that's not what you're talking about.
He is a frat boy.
Yeah.
I would say cut them up, especially if it's going to be a smaller grill. I'd cut them up into three or four rib sections.
Right.
I'd throw them in a Ziploc bag, and I'd marinate them in something real light so that you can pack them for a day or two in something. No acid, light profiles, but some salt and sugar, real easy on all of them, heavy on the water. And then throw them on a fire. If you've got just a charcoal fire, throw them on the fire. Grill them as long as you can at a really low heat with the hood on. And then bring some foil, hydrate them, throw them in some foil, throw them back in for a low temp, and bring them up until that bone's a half inch out from the meat.
We're going to be doing some fancy burgers next. Stick with us. We'll be back.